A string of widely felt earthquakes has rattled residents in central Oklahoma in recent weeks, as State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports seismologists are warning that parts of Oklahoma could be primed for more severe shaking.
More than 5,700 earthquakes shook the state in 2015, a record year of seismic activity in Oklahoma.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
The new year is off to a shaky start.
Well, that's right. An earthquake rattled our morning crew today and shook a lot of Edmond residents
awake. The epicenter was right over there.
The recent earthquake outbreak started with a pair of early morning quakes near Edmond. The 4.3 and 4.2 magnitude tremors woke many residents and knocked out power for thousands in late December and early January. Strong shaking continued the following week in northwestern Oklahoma near the small town of Fairview.
When the earthquake hit, all the birds just take flight because it probably won't.
This is definitely unprecedented.
That's Daniel McNamara. He's a research geophysicist at the U.S. Geological Survey's National Earthquake Information Center in Golden, Colorado. He's authored several peer-reviewed papers connecting Oklahoma's earthquakes to the oil industry practice of pumping wastewater from drilling into underground disposal wells.
I'm freaked out, and I don't even live there, so it's just incredible, really. Never seen anything like it.
The area that's shaking near Fairview is more than 100 miles away from the earthquake activity near Edmond. McNamara says the two places are far apart geographically,
but geologically they're in all the same fault system.
That fault system is called the Nemaha. Another major fault line is known as the Wilzetta. Both systems have larger primary faults that splinter out into smaller faults known as splays.
Think of it like shattered glass. There are faults, radiating in all directions.
The Wilzetta system produced Oklahoma's largest earthquake on record, the 5.7 magnitude event that injured two people near the town of Prague in 2011. It's also responsible for earthquakes near the enormous U.S. oil hub in Cushing. That shaking is worrying the energy industry, the Department of Homeland Security, and McNamara, who sounded alarms last fall. McNamara says researchers have less information about the Nemaha, especially in northwestern parts of the state.
We're just trying to piece together different maps, but the earthquakes are occurring off of the known faults, but that's just an indication that they're probably connected at depth, and we just don't have enough information.
The magnitude of an earthquake is related to the size of a fault. The bigger the surface area, the bigger the potential quake. Based on the little data that's available for the faults near Fairview, McNamara thinks a magnitude 5 quake is possible. The faults near Edmond are likely large enough to produce a magnitude 6.
These are regions that we really get concerned about because you have potential exposure of a fairly populous area.
To be clear, McNamara is not predicting a 6.0 magnitude earthquake will strike Edmond. Nothing is imminent. But the potential is there. Forecasting earthquakes is always a huge challenge, and Oklahoma's seismic boom is even trickier because it appears human activity triggered it. McNamara says most of what we know comes from natural shaking. It's still not clear if the same rules apply to earthquakes linked to decades of wastewater injection by oil and gas companies.
Most of the system is now in a critically stressed state, and all you need to do is add slight stress changes in areas and you get earthquakes.
The Oklahoma Corporation Commission is now frequently directing oil companies to shut down or reduce activity at disposal wells in shaky regions, including areas near Fairview and Edmond. McNamara says those efforts have reduced seismic activity in some spots. Still, the earthquake problem seems a long way from being solved.
And so I just think that residents of Oklahoma really need to think about being prepared for strong shaking.
Oklahoma lawmakers seem more prepared than ever to take on the earthquake problem and its politically complicated connection to the state's most economically vital industry. The legislative session starts next month, and Republicans and Democrats both organize big public earthquake meetings this week. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact Oklahoma, sponsored by Communities Foundation of Oklahoma, building charitable capacity and promoting philanthropy and involvement to strengthen Oklahoma communities. CFOK.org.
State Impact is a collaboration of Oklahoma's NPR member stations. For more on the science, policy, and politics of oil and gas-linked earthquakes, visit KGOU.org and click the link for State Impact.